Some other news. News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch is facing uncomfortable questions again in London today. The questions focus on the wiretapping activities of his now-defunct tabloid News of the World. This is a judicial inquiry into a scandal that has reached the highest levels of the British government. And today, for the first time, Mr. Murdoch is apologizing for, quote, not paying enough attention to the unfolding scandal.
You know, I have to admit that some newspapers are closer to my heart than others. But I also have to say that I failed.
Let's go now to NPR's Philip Reeves, who's monitoring the hearing in London. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing okay. So we just heard Rupert Murdoch there, part of a rather downbeat bit of testimony for Murdoch, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right. We're not talking, by the way, about wiretapping so much as hacking into telephone voicemails. But the big issue that's emerged this morning, and I think this is very significant, is that Murdoch has admitted that there was a cover-up at the News of the World newspaper where this hacking was going on. He said he thinks senior executives, including himself and his company, were all misinformed and shielded from anything that was going on there. And he says he blames one or two people for that. He says he doesn't want to name them because for all he knows, he says they may be arrested already. But he says there's no question in his mind that maybe even the editor, he said, but certainly beyond that also, that someone took charge of a cover-up which we were the victim to and which he says he regrets.
Which points out, Philip, that he does still seem to be putting some distance between himself and the scandal. He says, I was a victim of a cover-up. And we also heard in that tape, he said, some newspapers are closer to my heart than others, implying there, am I mistaken, that he wasn't really paying attention to the News of the World?
Yes, and he was examined quite closely about this by the judge who's presiding over this inquiry, Brian Leveson, who pointed out to Murdoch that he, by his own admission, loves newspapers. Newspapers are in his blood. He has been in love with the print industry for his entire career. So wasn't he curious to know when he discovered what the News of the World was at that point describing as a rogue reporter, only one person was involved in this illegal hacking of telephones? Didn't he want to know what was going on? Murdoch continued to distance himself. As you heard, he admitted he had failed, though, and he's very sorry about that. And he also apologized, interestingly, to what he called the innocent staff of the News of the World who've lost their jobs now because he closed the paper when the scandal got out of control.
So taking responsibility in a larger sense, but saying, I didn't know what was going on here. Of course, there's another question here, Philip Reeves, and that's this issue of the efforts by Murdoch's corporation to buy a bigger interest in the satellite broadcasting company BSkyB. Do you talk about that?
Yeah, this has become a sort of parallel story that's absolutely gripping Britain because it emerged the other day, as you perhaps remember, that there was a stack of emails, mm-hmm. which was correspondence between the office of a British minister who was supposed to be adjudicating on that crucial deal and special advisor to Murdoch's son, James. This is a gentleman called Jeremy Hunt, the air here is full of calls for him to be fired and to resign. Murdoch was asked about this. He said he had had no meeting ever with Hunt, and he also said he had no conversation about the BSkyB deal with the Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron.
Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves. He is in London today, where Rupert Murdoch is testifying once again on matters relating to the scandal involving News of the World and other media interests of Rupert Murdoch's News Corp.